Amrav loz and my crow, where's this posik? So Rashi says what the mashbiyah noisa b'yom haleda. The more before said that right before the kid is born, it's like they make him swear that he'll watch his neshama. So how do we know this from my crow, where's the posik? So it says, memei imei ato goizi. Like in your mother's stomach, ato goizi. That's lost like will make you swear in your mother's stomach. Yeah. Smor says, my mashma the high goizi lishn dishtabuyihu. How do you know that loshen of goizi means loshen of swearing? Techsev, another post says in Yemiyo, it says goizi nizircho piyashlichu. Like swear, about nizirus, and then can go away. So a nozir nizirecho, that's through a shvua. So you see, loshen goizi has to do with loshen shvua. Therefore, also before the kid is born, they make him swear that he'll watch his neshama. The other Gemara says, "V'yomer Rabbi Elazar," it says like this: "Lama v'lad dena v'mei imoy." What is the kid? What is the embryo like in his mother's stomach? So le'egois, it's dena to like a little nut. It's dena to a nut that's munach b'sefel. That's like floating in a bowl shomayim of water. That Adam Noisenet's ball of a person puts his finger on top of it, so Shakay Lakan, it sinks in on this side or on the other side, Lakan Lakan. So that's the way the embryo is also inside, like it's floating in the water there. So Torah Rabbanan, that's what the Mara says this for, I'm not sure, but yeah, Torah Rabbanan. Shloisha Chadoshim Horishonim, the first 3 months of pregnancy, Vlad Adar B'Modra Tachton. The embryo is like staying on the bottom part of the womb. And Tsoyim, the middle 3 months, Vlad Dar B'Modram Tsoy. Interesting, it goes upwards, it moves up a little bit. Achroim, in the last 3 months of pregnancy, Vlad Dar B'Modram Oyim, that Vlad is living on the top or on the upper chamber. That's where it's living. Just the opposite of normal thing, that usually the heavier it gets, the more it falls down. Here, the heavier it gets, the higher up it goes. The Chivin Shigiyah's monologue says when it comes time to be born is Mishapach V'yotze, then the baby turns upside down and then the head comes out first. V'zeo Chevla Isha, that's like the Chevla, that's the labor pains, that when the embryo is turning upside down, turning its face upside down. Now, that's what we learn. I know the Tanan that Chevla Shal Nekeva Merubim Mishal Zachar, interesting. There's harder pains when you give birth to a girl than when you give birth to a zacher. We'll soon see why. Because Nekeva has to turn over more than the zacher does. We'll soon see why. The Yom Reb Loza, my crow with the post for this, it says, Asher Osisi Baseser Rekumosi. That when he was made in secret, so it says, Asher Osisi Baseser Rekumosi Betachtis, he was in lower parts of the earth. But techtis or it's darati. So it says loynemarele rikamosi. It only says loshenov. It doesn't just state that he lived there, but it says he like ele rikamosi, which is it goes upon the baby goes upon. That's in the lowest part. So that's the right that when a baby is first born, like it's living in the lower part of the stomach. Now, how do we know, Taka, what's the reason? Why should we say the labor is harder by a nekeva than by a zachar? The Torah says, the way the heads come out is the way they have tashmish, meaning that man is on top looking downwards. So his head comes out facing downwards, doesn't have to turn that much. But Isha's thing is turning upwards, therefore she has to turn more. Yeah. So therefore, the Gemara says, "Zu hoifeches paneho, v'zu ein hoifech ponov," meaning that a man b'shas tashmish is facing downwards, but the lady b'shas tashmish she's facing upwards. Therefore, her face has to turn around more. So therefore, since she has to turn around more, therefore there's more chevle later. Turn around, word like this: Shloisha chadosh morishen in the first 3 months, a kid of the joint pregnancy, tashmisha kosher, lisha v'gam kosher of land. To have tashmish, to have lived together with your wife, it hurts the wife, and it also hurts the vlad also. So Rashi says, Mola, since the vlad then is so far down, so the tashmish hurts him. And so in the middle 3 months, kosher lisha, it's still hard for the isha to have tashmish then, but the yoful of vlad then is good for the kid. Achrayim, the last 3 months already, then Yofel Isha, then it's even good for the Isha, and also the Yofel of Vlad. It's also called good for the Vlad, the Muslims. Why? Shemetercha, because the more Tashmash you have, the more Zerah that goes in, Nimsa Vlad Malubin, the Vlad becomes more white, and also Umazuris becomes more strong and more healthy. For so the Zerah coming in makes them more healthier even. Therefore, the last 3 months, then the Tashmash is good. Torah will learn like this. Hamishamish mitosa liyom tishim. If somebody lives with his wife on the 90th day of a pregnancy, kilu shayfach damim. It's mamish like he's killing the kid for some reason. I'm not sure. Rashi says tishim. That's like 1/3 of the pregnancy. And mashmash says hevich yusa. That's when he gets his riochias. Then he has tashmish dam. It's hard for him, and that may even kill him. So Mar says, Minna's question is, Minna Yoda, how does she know then exactly when the 90th day is, like to stay away not to have Tashmish? And according to this Mandel, the Chur should be Yosef to have Tashmish then. So how is it possible to say it's also like we don't even know when that, exactly when that day is? So Mar says, Rather, Elohim Rabbi, Yabai says like this, that Mishamish, Vaylich, no, they're allowed to live together. And they don't have to worry about the 90th day. And rather, you could be Samech on Vishayim of Psoim Hashem, you could be Samech on the Psoim of Hashem. That Hashem will watch you. You don't have to be afraid about this. So if we have Tashmish any time, you don't have to be afraid over this 90th day. The other more says, Tan Rabbanan, Shaloisha Shutfim Yeshbad, the person has 3 partners that created him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yaviv Imai. Oviv is Masriya HaLubin. The Yaviv, he has his Zera, the white Zera goes into the kid. Shememenu, from that, Atzomas comes out, his bones. The gidim comes out, his veins, the tziponayim and the nails, the moyach and his head, his brains, the moyach shabroisha, the head and the brains also comes from the father. The lubin shabayim tzanda, the white of the yoy also comes from the father. Imo, mazras, odom, she lets out like the odom, the red, the son, why it's called red, chuyat al dam, she hasn't got pregnant because of dam nido, the chur, it's her eggs, the chur, I know that's red. But here it says about she's mazras oidim like red. Shememenu from this, mashma the eggs are like red. Shememenu from that, or comes out the skin of the uber, ubasa the flesh, usairus and the hair, or shachar shabayna the black of the eye. That's what comes from the mother. That Kodesh Baruch Hu noisim baruch and neshama. Kodesh Baruch Hu puts inside the vlad, the ruach and the neshama. Uklast upon it, the special zivra, she says, like the shining of the face. That only a chai has, the mace doesn't have a klast upon him. That also comes from Hashem. Urias ayin, and the possibility to see, or shmias ayin, and to hear, for diba pet to talk, for hilach, for glant, to be able to walk, or being of askel, to understand things. All these things come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The chiva and shigi is manly potim, and when it comes a time to leave this world, is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not the chak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes back his nesham, his ruach. And he leaves over just the goof itself, the dead body that remains behind. Amar Papa, Haino Diyamich, that's what people say. Put milcho v'shadei bisvul kalba. Like if you take off the salt from the meat, then throw the meat to the dogs. Like they used to preserve the meat by salting it. So what preserves the meat to keep it long is the salt. So also what keeps the body alive is the neshama. When Hashem takes out the neshama, the body goes. Dorash Rav Chinan no ba papa. Ma'id chsev, what the pasuk say? Oyse gadol la sadein cheker, v'nifloi sadein mispa. They see the wonders of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu who created the person, that bo rei, come and see, that shaloi kimidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, midas bas v'dam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like bas v'dam. Midas bas v'dam, the way a person acts is, noisein chayfetz b'chamas tzerura. Person stores something in a flask, that you tie up on top, or peel them out, the opening is on top, and then you can watch what's inside it. Even then, Shafik Mishamra, Shafik Ein Mishamra, it's a doubt whether you'll be able to watch it. Maybe you won't be able to watch it, maybe it'll still come out, or fall out. But Vila Kodesh Baruch is not that way. Kodesh Baruch made the Isha, that Sar Uber V'mei Isha. He put the Uber, the fetus, the embryo, in the mother's stomach. Psucha, and the mother's stomach is open. Or peel amat, and the womb is on the bottom. And still the mishtamer, and still the womb watches the embryo. So Mishnes, Tavrach, another pshat is Adam loisin chveitz of the chasmas nine. Person puts something down on a scale. So kol zeman shemachbe, the more you make it weigh, the heavier the weight is, yoreh demata, the more it goes down. But vilat bar kodesh baruch hu is not that way. It's kol zman shemachwa, the heavier the baby gets, the older it gets, havlat oinu lamalach, like we had before. The second 3 months it goes higher, and the last 3 months even higher in the stomachs. You see, the heavier it gets, the higher it goes. Dorash Rabbi Yosi Haglili. Ma'idichsi, what's the pasuk say? Oiducho Hashem al kineroyis niflesi. Nifloye matzecho v'nafshi yoidas miyoid. That the wall, I see all the wonders of Kodesh Baruch Hu, and what I want to know of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Is Borei come and see that Shaloi k'midas HaKodesh Baruch Hu midas bas v'dam. That HaKodesh Baruch Hu's midas is not like the bas v'dam again. That midas bas v'dam odom noisim zeroini v'aruga. Person put seeds on in aruga, it's a row to plant. So kolachas v'yachas elav minoi. Every single seed comes up its own min. Everyone comes up its own min. V'yilu HaKodesh Baruch Hu Saru uba v'mei. She puts the uber in the mother's stomach. For kula manu l'minechad, you'll come out with one min. Rashi says, zero av v'yeim nasim v'riachas. Like here, those two different seeds, it's the seeds of the mother, the seeds of the father, it comes out to be one. Other things, when you plant two different seeds, two different things come up. Here, one kid comes out. Dovrach, another pshat is, tseva noisin samonu l'yero. A dye, when he wants to put dye into a big pot, so kula manu l'tsevecha, it's all one coloring. Everything inside the pot has one coloring to it. But v'yilu HaKodesh Baruch Hu is not that way. Tsaru uba v'mei isha. He forms the uba in the mother's stomach. His kolachas v'yachas oilu l'minoi. Every single one looks like its own min, like we had before. There's the white in the eye from the father. There's the black in the eye from the mother. Each one is separate. Each one has its own color. They don't get mixed up. Dorash Rabbi Yosef. My dichtiv was the pasuk say, Oy ducho Hashem kionav to be. I'll praise you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kianav to be that you were like dead to me. You were angry at me. Yoshev Abcha, you return your anger, and recover me. So it means we're going to praise Hashem for the fact that Hashem got angry at us, because when Hashem gets angry at us, it's only for our sake that we should become better. It's only for our sake. So the Me'a Kosim, that was the pasuk talking about, the Me'a Kosim, the Abir like this. Bishnei b'niyot, in the case of two people. Sheyosu Scher, they both wanted to do business. And they both wanted to take a boat ride, go over the sea. Yoshev loikaitz liyechad mem, one of them got a thorn stuck in him. And he couldn't make the boat, he missed the boat. So Yisro Mechara from the guy started like curse, like he called to curse out, why did he miss the boat? Liyomim at the end, a few days later, Shomer heard, Shetobus v'nasa shechaber b'yam, that that boat that he missed, drowned in the ocean. So now, Hischul Moide Meshabeich, he goes now to praise Hashem for what happened. That's Pshat this pasuk also. That we don't realize when we think things are bad, really Hashem is doing it for our sake. The Kachnem, therefore the pasuk says, Yoshev Abchov Tachanachaneni. Fahainu Diyom Rav Lesser Blesser says, Hainu Diyom Rav Lesser. Maidich as it was, the pasuk say, Oysen Nifloyis Levadoi, Uborach Shem Kvoidoi Liyerlam. That afilu bala nes, even the person that nes happens to himself, ain't no maka benisa. Sometimes you don't appreciate it yourself. You don't even realize the nes that Hashem does. You only sometimes have time and are angry, and really what Hashem is doing is a nes or something good for you. Dorash Rabbi Chanina v'apapa. My disciple, what the pasuk say, Achi v'rovi zoris, v'chol darkei his kanti. So Archi, Rabbi Rashi says it means, Archi means Tashmish, living together with your wife. And then Ravi means Tashmish, lost from the river to fertilize like. Zeresi means Birati Benapi, you cleared out in a sieve. What does that mean to say? That Malamid, Shalai Noitzer Odom Min Kol HaTipa. A person is not created from any part of the Zera. Ela Min HaBorah Shaboy, the clear part. Because Baruch Hu picks out the clear part of the Zera, that's where the person becomes pregnant from. Tanuv l'under this, Tanuv Rabbi Shmuel, Moshos, like an example, Li'odom Shezorah Beis HaGroinis, he's like winning out his tour down by the fields, so Noit L'Seichel, he takes the good food, Omniach L'Psos, he leads over the bad food, K'rabavu Rami, K'siv, one Pasuk says, Vatiz Reini Chayil, that's what one Pasuk says, Vatiz Reini Chayil, he would like, watch him. Yeah. But Hazreini Chayav, that you watch me with strength. Oksiv it says, Okel hamazreni chayil. Another pasuk says that he girds me, he guards me around with strength. Hashem that guards me with strength. So Amar David, don't say like this. Amar David, l'fnei Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Zirisoni v'zizatoni, like you yourself, you did both to me. Kodesh Baruch Hu, you like winnowed me, and you yourself girded me with strength, like Kodesh Baruch Hu did both. He like purified him, and then he gave him his strength. Dorash Rabavua, my disciple was the pasuk say, Mimona offer Yaakov, who could count the dirt of the dust of Yaakov, or misper to count as the Roiva Yisrael to the numbering the stock of Klai Yisrael. Melamed, Shai Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yoshev V'Sefer Es Rivi Yosem Shai Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu sits and counts how many times like people live together with their wife. Mosai Tovit Tipa, one will come to Zerah, this Tipa, Shat Tzadik Neitzer Memet, the Tzadik will be formed and created from that. V'yadov Zen, from this, Nisom Yis'ena Shabilim Rasha, because of this, the eyes of Bilam, like became blind because of this. And the Pasuk says, Omar, he says, Mishu Tor V'Kodesh, or Mishosef Torim, like a Kodesh Baruch, when it's Torim, and all the Mishosef Torim, or Kodeshim, Yotzes V'Dov Zeh, he should look out for this thing to see when the Zerah comes out, is Miyad Nismas Zainoi, right away Bilam's eyes became like blind. The Sivir says, "Nu my gebra shesrumayin, his eyes were like blind; he couldn't see so well." Fahainu is also the Yom Reb Yerchanan. My Sivir was the pasuk say, "Va'yishkev imo balaylahu," that Yaakov lived with Bila that night, with Leah that night. Malamed shakodesh baruch hu siyu b'yaisa ma'isa. Kodesh baruch hu helped her with that ma'isa, helped that Rachel, that Leah was zeicha to live with Yaakov that night. Shneur it says Yisoscha chamogarim, that Yisosch will be like a chamor. So we dashin that chamor gorim lo Yisoscha. The chamor, that's what caused the birth of Yisoscha. So Chagir brings down the means. Rashi kolaymar kishachozi Yaakov and Asom. Yaakov came back from the field near kachamor. The chamor like started to make noises, and Leah heard it and she came outside. So because of the chamor that caused Leah to come outside, that's why Yaakov lived with Leah, and that Bia, it was born Yisoscha. Now the Mora says, Oma Reb Yitzchak, Oma Rebbe Ami, Isha Masras Chiluf, and Isha lets out her eggs Zeras first, then you let the Zachar. Then the baby will be a Zachar. Ish Masrit Chiluf, a man lets out his Zera before the Isha lets out hers. Then you let it in the cave, then the kid, then there'll be a girl. Shneem it says like this, Isha kisaz riyah. Masha v'isha lets out hers first, her eggs first, then the older zach will have a zachar. Tana Rabbanu, for Rishayin Oyeru, at the beginning they used to say, that Isha mazras tchila yuled a zachar. And if an Isha lets out her eggs first, then the baby will be a zachar. Ish mazriya tchila yuled us in the cave. For Lord Pirsha Chom is a dove, the Chom did not explain how did they know this. Ah, Shabbat until it came Rabbi Tzadik, or Pirshur explained it. The Pasuk says, Eila b'nei Leah, these are children of Leah, Asha Yod Leah was born to Yaakov, and Padna Ram. V'yaz Dina bitoy, and beat Dina, his daughter. That is, Tola has Chorim b'nei Kavis. This Chorim that he had is totally in the mothers. Masha, since the mothers was Mazrat Chila, therefore the kid was a Zachar. Or in the Kavis, that's Bischorim. Master, when the father, when he's Mazras Tchila, then the kid is a girl. Pasuk now says, Vayiyu b'nei ulam anoshim gibur chayil, that these people are very strong. Dorcha Kesha, they're able to put their bows and arrows. Omar ben Bonim, they have a lot of children. O b'nei Bonim, a lot of grandchildren. So the question is, V'chi b'yodo shal odom lahar b'iz Bonim, O b'nei Bonim, is it possible for a person to be Omar ben children? That's told in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, whether she become pregnant or not. So Mara says, yes, they were marble like to have scharim, to have males. And the way they did it was like